B-Pod Studios.
We've had these gentlemen on before. They were the ones that put out the book Etiquette for Outlaws. And one of the authors, David Wallach, is back with us because this book is great. Why We Rule. This is basically telling Americans who hear every night on the news how the rest of the world hates us, but in fact, we rule.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a really good way to put it. I mean, we're getting a lot of flack for a lot of things, but and we certainly make a lot of mistakes, but there's a lot to love about this country.
Let me tell you something. We may make some mistakes. We may break some eggs, but we make the best damn omelet in the world.
You know it. I mean, it's like not everyone loves us, but they all want to party with us.
Absolutely.
This is the number one tourist destination on the planet, and there's a reason for it.
That's right. And look around Germany. All they want to be is cowboys and surfers.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, the German tourists, they flock here to Southwest Florida.
Of course.
You go through a department store or a mall, and sometimes you have difficulty understanding the people around you because they're speaking German. Because they love this country.
I mean, we're fun. You know, we're a fun country. I mean, we've got you know, the basic, the no-brainers. There's freedom. There's, freedom to talk trash, the Statue of Liberty. All that's great. But we're also, like, you know, we're the leaders of, frivolous fun.
We're at number one in eats, first of all, food. We got the best food in the world.
Definitely.
Right here
Without a doubt.
I did not know that we invented the apple pie, didn't we?
Well, I don't know if we invented the apple pie, but I'm sure we serve more apple pie than any other nation on earth.
We perfected it.
We perfected warm apple pie, and we've made it sort of the iconic symbol of comfort food that it is today. I mean, we didn't invent the hot dog either, but, you know, I would still, you know, arguably that's definitely an American food.
We didn't invent pizza, but you know what? You go to Italy and you ask someone in Italy, where can you get the best pizza? They'll tell you the United States.
And I bet you can't get hot, fresh pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less in most countries either.
Probably not.
And they look down on you and say that it's peasant food.
Right, right.
It is.
Right.
You know, when I was there, that's what they said. They laughed at me.
Yeah, exactly. When I was there, they were, it was like sort of like McDonald's to them.
Well, they were saying that it stems like from the old days where you could get bread, sauce, meat, and cheese all in one meal right there. And right. They looked at it for poor people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we were doing the research for this book, what was interesting is I didn't realize how much stuff we came up with. I mean, if we didn't invent it, pretty much we made it better.
Yeah, we here in the United States are the kings of porn.
We're the global epicenter of porn. Actually, right here in LA, we have the largest community of porn stars. And the majority of the largest porn companies are also right here in the valley.
Medicine pioneers. I mean, pioneers from kidney transplants. We came up with the breast implant, right?
Yeah, that's all us. Yeah, definitely.
Some of the greatest inventions, you have it right in the book.
The internet.
Even drinks. You're talking about mixologists, bartenders. Most of your wild, crazy hangover drinks we invented.
Right. I'm kind of nursing that. This morning. We had our publication party last night, and Rob, my writing partner, you know, bourbon was invented in Kentucky. So, in celebration of that, me and Rob went toe-to-toe doing shots, and I'm not really a bourbon drinker, but last night I was.
That'll hurt you.
I'm paying the price this morning.
That'll hurt you. You know, a lot of adults can't drink bourbon because they did during their teenage years and still remember the aftertaste.
That's exactly the case with me. And I mean, unfortunately, I sort of made my way through all the hard alcohols, so I pretty much stick to beer now. But,
yeah, me too. I remember that when I was a teenager, that bottle of bourbon. Hell yeah!
That's the one. Bourbon is the one that I still really can't stomach. But, we came up with it all. You know, deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Plains. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
But you know what?
Europeans didn't believe in bathing.
They stink.
I guess they still don't.
No,
yeah.
A lot of them smell.
Oh, totally. And, something that a lot of people don't know is that we came up with, the first packaged toilet paper,
yeah.
I don't know what the world would be like without that.
Well, you said that when you were over in Europe that they use, like, shop towels.
When you were in Europe, I mean, you would go to some of the nicest hotels, and what they have is not what you would call the Charmin bathroom tissue.
Right.
It would be rolled toilet paper, but it would be the brown toilet paper that was quite rough on the ass.
Yes, let alone, if you go to, when I was traveling through Asia and, you're doing the squat in the hole kind of thing.
That's right.
And, if you go into other parts of the world, you know, you're not going to get that. You're not going to be able to, you're not going to have a working flushing toilet.
Hot and cold running showers. Is that us? Is that all us?
I mean, again, we probably didn't invent it, but it's definitely something we take for granted. And you can't get, you know, that is not something other nations can automatically assume. You're not going to necessarily get that everywhere you go. And it's a luxury that we just that we take for granted in the U.S. of A.
Here's another oddity in your book, and give me the details on this. Whenever you eat at a Chinese restaurant, you get a fortune cookie. The Chinese didn't invent that. We did, right?
That's all us. It was invented in, I can't remember.
In Chinatown.
In 1918, right?
It was, I think it was turn of the century. I think it was, God, what was it? I think it was during...
They started serving cookies at San Francisco's Japanese Tea Garden in 1914.
Right, right. Yeah, so it was... I think it was... Basically, it was sort of like a feel-good, like a pick-me-up for during that time, you know, the Depression era. It was sort of like fortune cookies would, you know, sort of bring a smile to people's faces. We also came up with things like Vichy Sois. That's American-made. Chop Suey was created here on U.S. soil.
All your Chongqing products.
Yeah, and Haagen-Dazs is actually, there's nothing European about that. That's all.
There's nothing we like more than an American product with a foreign name.
Exactly. No, have you checked into that? Because there are a lot of, what you just mentioned with the Chinese foods and the Haagen-Dazs. You throw a foreign name on it, and people will eat it up, when in fact we invented it right here.
Right. Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's, I mean, you know, there's a ton of stuff that you don't realize is domestic. You know, like you said, the fortune cookie, chop suey. What else? Gumbo is domestic. We invented the Q-tip.
here's another thing, and this is very cool as far as brainiacs go. We are number one in Nobel Prizes, number one in Olympic golds, and number one in worldwide production of salt.
Oh, yeah. this book, with there's a lot of, it's like a fountain of useless information, as well as a fun read.
It's a great read. And it, you know what? And as you said, as far as why putting, because it's an inspirational thing. You got to realize even the world judges us as number one.
We set the standard, man. I mean, one of the things that what inspired this book was we, on our last book tour for Etiquette for Outlaws, Rob kind of like this, Rob got a book groupie. This girl was just emailing like crazy. She was really cute too. She sent him a letter the day after 9/11 saying, like, the U.S., you know, why the U.S. had it coming to us, you know, why we deserved this. And it really pissed Rob off. So we started talking about it. And we're not, you know, jingoistic flag wavers. We don't, you know, believe that everything the U.S. does is sanctosact. And, you know, we certainly have our opinions. But there's a lot of great things about this country that people ignore. If there's a huge flood in some, you know, South American country, we're there. We're there helping them out. We give so much money to other nations. We're the most, we give more money than any other nation on earth. We give more food out to other countries than any other nation on earth.
That's,
I mean,
right,
the list
and,
goes
and
on.
We're smart about it, because with a lot of those international relief agencies, we can place a lot of CIA operatives.
That's right. And you know what? And let's not leave this out. You also have a little appendix down at the end here, a postscript of certain things. Why
we suck.
I mean, you do have a list, and you got stuff like on there, like Carrot Top.
Oh yeah, yeah. As a nation, we must apologize for Carrot Top.
Jerry Falwell, Jimmy Buffett, we apologize for all of that. Joseph McCarthy and Jenny McCarthy, we apologize for that.
I understand Joe McCarthy, though, if you met him personally, a very warm and engaging man.
He was a boozer, Haney. He was a boozer. The man
he was
loved,
a charmer.
The man loved his sauce. One of the things that you put in here, why we rule, we came up with the ATM, but also why we suck, we came up with the ATM surcharges.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, we definitely have our problems. We have things like Just Say No. We have, Temptation Island. We have Please Hold and Operator, Will We Be With You Shortly? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's a ton of it. You know, Wine in a Box, I'm sure that's a U.S. invention.
But and, I'm telling you, a great book.
This book is not going to sell well in, like, Iraq, but...
unless somebody really wants to know the true answers.
Exactly.
The book
exactly.
is called Why We Rule, 101 Great Reasons to Love Our Country by Rob Cohen and this guy right here, David Wallach.
Does
David,
he mention Ron Popeil?
Yes. Is Ron Popeil mentioned anywhere in
the
book?
Oh, yeah. The Vegematic?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. He's like one of our great entrepreneurs.
Yep.
He's in there. Hey, you guys, give me tell me what rules about Fort Myers.
We got to go now, David.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you later.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
Radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the show. My name is Stan. There's my pal, Mark Haney. As we start another week, as later in the afternoon, that's when we come on. Later in the, your day is already started, and you're already thinking about going home.
See, so you associate us with good times.
That's what I'd like to think.
Because right now, you're still at work.
Yeah, we're a couple of good time Charlies.
But we come in, we break up the day, and you know when you hear us, you're going to be hearing us on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you're already
it's
done.
The home stretch. We kind of finish your work day. And Haney and I get in here. I get in the studio. Haney comes in, sees Junior on the phone, and already somebody's asking if we're going to talk about Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Well, there's a lot there.
There's a lot there. A lot of fake.
Well, fake or not, there's a lot there.
Sure. You have the lowest rated award show on TV. You got to do something to bring attention to it. You set all these woke conditions on who can win an Oscar. And then you got Will Smith living vicariously through his best Oscar taking it out
Richard Whoop-Ass Williams.
Yep. Yes. And taking it out on Chris Rock. I think you know what you're getting with Chris Rock.
Here's my problem with it. And this really doesn't matter whether it was genuine or staged. Because I'm not sure.
It's staged.
The way our minds work, that's the first thing we think. But we're not them. Here's the big problem that I have with it. Is no one reacted like it was staged. Now, if Will Smith had gone up there and whacked him one as hard as he could, and Chris Rock played it all up, and then he helps Chris Rock get up, and they're both laughing and back slapping, that would be one thing. But they played this off as serious, which yeah. now means that every jackhole going to a comedy club, if he's offended, he has every yep. right to walk up and give yep. that son of a bitch yep. what he's got coming.
Yep. And you and I, because you and I were talking. Well, if the Academy, the woke Academy, and it is woke, that's why nobody watches it. They should have. 5 minutes later, Will Smith wins an Academy Award. By their rules, their instituted rules, they should have taken it away from him.
Now, if this was something that actually happened, Will Smith should have been tackled the moment he got on that stage.
Well, there's a difference between, okay, here's what's going to happen, and we're going to let this go.
We'd like you to present at the Oscars. Can you guarantee my safety?
Then there's the one between the two of them. Hey, look, Will, I'm going to be saying something. Get a little late. The audience didn't know what was going on. There was nobody rushing it as if it was staged and let's go and tackle them. I think it was between the two of them. The Daily Mail is already analyzing the video where Chris Rock is planting himself to take
the blow. Well, if somebody's coming at you. Well,
he had no idea, I thought, if it wasn't staged.
He had no idea, but he had an idea that Will Smith just got up and walked across the stage toward them.
And he's not going to file any charges. Here's the other thing.
I'll tell you what it is.
What? It's fake.
They're saying it was the joke last night.
Yeah.
About G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
No. It was when Rock hosted the Oscars in 2016, and it was when everybody was boycotting because Oscar's too white. And Chris Rock said, yep, a lot of people are boycotting us tonight, including the great Jada Pinkett Smith. Although, Jada, it's pretty easy to boycott something you were never invited to.
Well, you know what you're getting with Chris Rock. I was saying, and you and I have discussed this. Then I want to drop this because I think it's just a bunch of joke.
Whatever it is, it's bad.
It can't help anything. But you and I were discussing it before.
And again, it's not Chris Rock I'm worried about. It's your average comedian trying to make a living.
But Chris Rock and Eddie Murphy are probably the only two comedians left in America that could get away with doing their stuff. We said it about Eddie Murphy when he came back to Saturday Night Live. We said it about Chris Rock. The fact of the matter is he's funny and he's real. But that stuff, quote unquote, doesn't fly anymore. We've had national stand-up comedians in this room, and they say they won't do a lot of stand-up places anymore because of the reaction to their jokes, where 10 years ago, they were funny. It's jokes. It's jokes.
You imagine... With everything in context and all the jokes updated, because we know all the jokes, and they're all of the Milton Berle era jokes were based on ethnicity, mother-in-law.
Yep.
If he updated that for today, which only means changing a word or two, they would think he was the most vile man.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. And...
And see, Uncle Milty, Uncle Milty wore a dress as a gag.
Yes.
You know why? Because it was so absurd.
Yep.
That's why it worked.
I
know.
I am not. Because if somebody's going to call up, oh, this was that, and you want to give your opinion, and we've already given ours, I apologize for that. But you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. You go and... Say what you think it is. Oh, that was real. That was great. That was shocking. That was plant. Whatever you want to think, because I'm not going to change your mind any other way.
It's a bizarre thing.
And whoever thunk it up was an idiot.
It's not funny in any way.
No, and the thing, it's shocking. How many times...
So you think that their ratings were so bad that they needed a Janet Jackson moment? Good or bad,
yeah,
they
sure.
just needed someone...
What's everybody talking about? We're not talking about the price of gas today, are we? We're not talking about Ukraine, are we?
Well,
we're talking
certainly,
about,
we
about this.
We certainly wouldn't be otherwise.
Right. It's just ridiculous.
But
I don't watch it for a reason.
Something like that, you can't ignore, even though you might like to.
Oh, it's there.
Because it has an impact on social norms.
You know what I can't believe still happens with the Academy Awards? And how long before this? If you're going to whatever your favorite app is, whether it's Daily Mail, whether it's TMZ or whatever... And the red carpet, they're still putting up the worst dressed for women who think that they are looking. How long is that going to go on until somebody says, you can't do that anymore?
Well, I think we should degrade all women.
wait
a second.
No, you know
what I meant to say.
We'll be back.
It's trying to make sure I didn't say the wrong thing.
Well, I'm just saying, get ready, because there's another fresh nerve. Let's go and get rid of that. You know, remember we used to have, what's his name, Mr. Blackwell on?
Yes. So if they're going to do it to one, they should degrade all women.
Correct. No!
Where am I getting lost here?
We can't. You know
what I'm trying to say.
Here's what you're trying to say. They all look beautiful.
Yes,
no matter what we think
so
inside.
So if we're going to degrade one woman...
Leave degrade out, because we got that's the
but
word
that's
we got to take.
What you were talking about?
Let's take that word out.
Worst dress list.
Yeah, that's going to go away. Only the and not even best dress list. Because
no,
then
because
you're
that
excluding.
Would make somebody feel bad.
Yep.
Why can't we celebrate the first trans
this
whatever?
This is just what well, they have.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
Stan and Haney. On 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Got a lot to get to in the grab bag. Yep.
Say unpack.
Unpack.
That's the woke thing to say.
Right.
We'll circle back to that.
Yeah. We're going to talk about... I got some clips of Chris Rock and Will Smith. I've got the stuff on Taylor Hawkins. Want to also touch on the March Madness? What am I going to do if the local hoops hysteria? What am I going to do if I win this thing? I increased my lead.
We at the beginning me, I spoke for you and said this is a horrible idea because Stan always wins these things and it makes no one happy.
Zito said do it.
You were ordered to, I know.
And I said, all right. And before I went on my trip to Dallas, I went and on the app and I picked who I picked.
You did it on your head.
I've got three of the four teams in the Final Four. I have a hefty lead. I'm telling the audience right now, I have to lose this thing. I have to.
Well, the only way you can lose is if you lose like 6-0 to Costa Rica.
I know, that's because you got North Carolina, the only team I didn't pick to be in the Final Four. They were the one that I thought was going to get knocked off. It wound up being Kentucky. But I thought I didn't pick North Carolina. I did have Duke, Villanova, and Kansas in the Final Four. And so I've got three of the Final Four teams.
Not to disrespect you or anything, that's smart, but it's not rocket science. Those are perennial powers.
But then it's not rocket science when a team like Kentucky gets knocked off in the first round.
But that always happens, too.
And I was guessing that it would be North Carolina.
Otherwise, you'd have all four.
Otherwise, I'd have all four, and I don't want to win this. I don't.
They forced it on you.
They forced it on
you. And you cannot. They cannot say they were not warned ahead of time.
Correct. Let's do the grab bag. We'll try to tackle all these things.
I'm sorry, Stan.
Unpack all of these things.
You know what?
What?
I really am. I'm sorry they made you do that.
Thank you.
Because people, they're probably not understanding this and saying, well, why is Stan upset about winning? It's because Stan knows when he enters one of these things, he will win.
I've done it before.
And all that's going to do is make everybody that doesn't win
mad at Stan. Mad at me, yeah.
Mad enough to be at some sort of gala.
Yeah.
There with their bald wife, get up out of their chair, walk on the stage and clock him.
Yep. Especially when I walk off with that Weber. Pewter mug, US 41.
It puts you in an impossible position.
It's not a win situation for me anyway.
And that's why we warn people with trivia and board games, what have you. We play to win. We can't help it.
I don't know it any other way. Let's, hit me with
I mean,
my
we've
music.
Tried to tank.
It doesn't. And we still win. and as long as we're at this, you know, nice run, St. Peter's, being the
how about
Cinderella,
those cocks?
Being the Cinderella team. So long.
Once upon a time, there was a Cinderella team known as the St. Peter's Peacocks who played in a college basketball tournament.
St. Peter's!
In the first round, they knocked off Kentucky.
Pulls off the upset!
And ruined a lot of people's brackets.
The Peacocks!
In the second round, they dropped Murray State and advanced to the Sweet 16.
St. Peter's has done the unthinkable!
Next, they beat Purdue and became the first 15 seed to make it to the Elite Eight.
This miracle run continues!
Where they lost to North Carolina, and now not as many people care about the Final Four.
That's true.
The end.
I don't.
Well, shades of Dunk City.
Yep. Although they went farther than FGC. If FGC, you made it to the Sweet 16, they made it to the Elite Eight.
Why you gotta drag down the locals?
that's my one.
You know what? We may have to make up for that and play a PSA for FGCU later.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. And somebody is saying what you said. Oh, it's not rocket science doing the brackets. Then why am I winning it? Isn't somebody else
two separate issues. When Stan's involved, that changes everything.
Yeah. All right, here's what happened last night at the Oscars. We'll play it, and I'll play you the censored out stuff that we got from the Japanese.
Look at this.
Don't worry about it. I know. I can tell you who, but I won't.
Jeez.
So I'm going to give you just a couple of seconds of dead air here. It actually went for 20-something seconds when Will Smith wanted to throw on some theatrics channeling his K. character in his Oscar-winning performance. Here's what happened last night. Instead of 20 seconds of dead air, which I can't do, a couple of seconds and then the aftermath. Here you go.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Zingaroo.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith.
See, there's where it went dead for 20 seconds.
Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out for best documentary. Now, the beauty of documentaries, because they make you, when you watch one, you feel smart. Like you watched a, like, you know, like you read a book or something. But all you really did was get high and watch Netflix. So here we go. Here we go. The documentaries, the nominees are, let's just go to the nominees.
If you, and we were watching it on TV because this is being played nonstop, Will Smith was laughing at the joke when they cut to, he was laughing. Now, Pinky wasn't, but Will Smith was laughing at it. Here's what happened in that 20 seconds that American television cut out.
So they dumped it.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
20 seconds worth. But it was picked up very easily because in...
Just in case he murdered him.
Because in Japan, they let it run. So here's
what... Well, in Japan, the hand can be used as a knife.
So here's what American audiences didn't hear, but the rest of the world did.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth!
I'm going to, okay? Okay.
I could. Okay. There's a lot to work with.
Here's, and then of course afterwards, they didn't take his Oscar away.
But they make a big deal over the fact that he didn't want to press charges and all of this.
Yeah.
What happens to Chris Rock's career?
Yeah.
Because they would have to arrest Will Smith.
Yeah. Technically. So if he does press charges, they would have to arrest Will Smith.
The evidence is worldwide. Chris Rock is not making it up.
Well, here's an emotional Will Smith holding his award and people back slapping him and cheering for him as he says thank you and apologizes. Not to Chris Rock.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. This is a beautiful moment. Art imitates life. I look like the crazy father, just like they said. I look like crazy father, just like they said about Richard Williams. Thank you. Hope the Academy invites me back. Thank you.
Got to play you lived the role for a long time. You got to play it out.
That movie's already come and gone from theaters. How long ago did he film that?
I don't know. Probably a couple of years.
Yeah. Stays with you, though, doesn't it?
Sure does. The one thing that they did do... Again, I didn't watch it. I haven't watched the Academy Awards probably in about 20 years.
Why would you?
Right! Was there a tribute to James Bond turning 60?
When you were young and your heart...
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Used to say, live and let live.
Do you expect me to talk?
Oh, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
But if this ever-changing world in which
which we live in makes you give in a
to us, Mr. Bond. We are the best.
Live and let die.
Bond, I need you back.
I never left.
Now, to a real tragedy, the death of Taylor Hawkins. 50. That's how old he was, 50.
They said his heart weighed twice what it should.
Yeah, and full of all kinds of drugs. He passed away Friday in Bogota, Colombia, just hours before the Foo Fighters were set to perform. He was only 50. Toxicology tests found 10 psychoactive substances and medicines in his system. Marijuana, opioids, benzos, antidepressants, just to name a few, but nonetheless influential.
Taylor is in that John Bonham school of drummer. Not the persnickety stuff, but the basic fundamental where every time it sounds very important.
Taylor has the toughest job because he's the drummer in a band that includes the greatest drummer alive. And he's got technique that Dave only dreams about.
You're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Foo Fighters.
First, I'd like to thank Dave. None of this would happen if it wasn't for Dave. Thank you for letting me be in your band. I want to thank my beautiful wife, Allison, my beautiful children, Shane Hawkins, Annabelle Hawkins, Everly Hawkins. I love you guys so much. Thanks, everyone.
It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these.
Here's Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins from an interview back in 2011 when Dave was discussing how Taylor joined the Foo Fighters. How did you get Taylor Hawkins in the band?
Taylor Hawkins is playing drums with Alanis Morissette, and she was blowing up. I'd seen him play before, and there's no question the dude's a monster on the drums.
So Dave calls him up and is like, "Hey man, do you know any good drummers?"
"Yeah, I'll be your drummer. Let me try out." I remember saying to Taylor, "You realize that we're not as big as Alanis Morissette." I'm like, "I know, but I want to be in a band, and I want to be part of something like that." And he said, "Well, you know, if you try out and if we jam, and you have to be in the band."
He's just this like outgoing, like Southern California surfer dude.
What sort of things do you demand on tour?
Instruments.
Terrible loss. And something happened over the weekend, Saturday in London to be exact, as Phil Collins announced to the crowd that this was the last Genesis concert that they'll ever be. Of course, his health is very bad. And
I feel bad for
who's in the audience for that final ever Genesis show? Peter Gabriel was in the audience.
Tonight is a very special night. It's the last stop of our tour, and it's the last show for Genesis.
Oh! Oh!
Yes, after tonight, we've all got to get real jobs.
So that's it for them. He went and got the band back together, and they did their tour, and he did all of it. He can't stand up, so he's does the show from a chair, and that's not the Phil Collins everybody remembers. The guy's been through hell.
Well, he gave it all.
He did, literally. Just a bizarre weekend.
He kept going till he couldn't stand up anymore.
Yes! These are crazy times.
You know what's crazy? And I don't know if you'll recall this, but on Friday, off the air, for some reason, I was talking to you about the Foo Fighters.
I know it!
About their longevity, that yep. They're like the last rock band.
Rock and roll band. I know it. When we come back, if I get a prize sheet, we'll open up the phones. We'll do open phones for a Monday. So much to talk about. Whether it's the Oscars, what happened there, the basketball tournament, Taylor
Hawkins.
I feel like Chris Rock right now. 277-9600. Find out whatever's on your mind. By the way, also, and I'll talk about this. Went to the baseball game at City of Palms.
Good for you.
And got harassed by an elderly gate watcher who informed me I was not going to bring my cigarette onto the grounds of the ballpark. Until I put it out, I was not getting in there. And then, of course, once I went in, I immediately found the row of smokers outposts and lit up again. But it gave me the complete lecture. And I'm like, lady, I got 25.
Oh, it was a lady.
Yeah, it was an old lady.
Was she retired from Massachusetts?
Somewhere, probably. Had her visor on. Not a cap, not a floppy hat. Red Sox visor.
Yeah. Kind of guard that doesn't need a gun.
Right. 277-9600. Your phone calls. Maybe a prize or two. We'll take a break. We'll
you
be back.
Didn't,
what?
You didn't mouth off, did you? You didn't say, hey, back off, Grandma.
Not like that. I said something, but I didn't say that.
Did your wife have to shush you?
No, because she was kind of a little upset, too.
Okay.
It was like, what the hell? I said, did they change something since last spring training?
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't be there with you, because, you know, I would have been the magnet for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 277-9600.
Tell what I had an issue and why I generally stay home.
Your phone calls are next.
See? You're talking about, hey, come out to the ballpark. I already know what's going to happen.
96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open. 277-9600. Love to hear from you. A lot of stuff to discuss, and even if we haven't discussed it, you can bring it up if you want. That's why we do this segment, 277-9600. What do we have for this break? I've got General Nutrition Center. I've got Firehouse Subs, Tropical Smoothie. I also have Tropical Breeze Family Fun Park in Cape Coral. Maybe a couple of prizes to throw out during this segment. Of course, the Taylor Hawkins death. The Oscars, the March Madness, the hoops hysteria. I want to lose it. I can't win it.
Well, it's not in you to lose.
I know. And I'll tell everybody that's listening, that's playing in the hoop. I have Kansas winning the whole thing. And so if they get knocked off.
It.
Yeah. So I got Duke and Kansas in the finals. And so, in other words, Kansas has to win two more games. Duke has to win one more. What?
Biden's talking again.
Yep. Watch out. 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney?
The song the Scorpions came out with about a decade ago, and nobody noticed but us.
Is a wicked master.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday, because last week I was moving, so I didn't have time.
That's the worst moving.
Was that good news or bad news?
It was good news. Still dealing with the aftermath, because...
Oh, yeah.
So, it's just, I'm not, 20 years old anymore, so I'm feeling it.
What are you, 21, 22?
I'm 28.
You're still a baby.
Yeah, but moving is
the worst.
Such a disruption.
Whether it, sometimes you got to move, and it's a bitter thing. Even when you want to move, and you're moving someplace where you want to move to, it's still a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. You realize all this crap that you have, you didn't even realize you had. I mean,
How did you throw away a lot of stuff, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything good that I might have wanted?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
Was it mostly clothes?
Clothes, old stuff that I haven't seen in 15 years, the usual.
Mm-hmm.
where you kind of berate yourself and say, why did I save this?
Oh yeah, I'm a total pack rat, and it's biting me in the ass now. So,
what can we get you?
Whatever you want to give me, I don't mind.
I've got GNC, General Nutrition Center. You can get some vitamins.
You probably use that after the move.
Oh yeah, definitely. Sure.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that. Hold on. Line 2, June. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Timmy Tuck. How you doing, boys?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I listened to your opening talk about what happened at the awards last night.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I've been married for 28 years, and I say that to get to a point that the best advice my dad ever gave me was pick and choose your battles. Learn how to pick and choose your battles. With that said, it brings me to this. You're in GQ magazine, your wife's on The View, they make her sound like she's been in a urinal at Disney World, and then you pick a battle over G.I. Joe or G.I. Jane and smack some guy up against the face? What's up with that? And then on top of it, it's the best, cheapest ratings you'll ever get on a plummeting show.
Bingo.
So if they did it on purpose, they are geniuses. And if they did it and it wasn't staged out, it was a riot.
Well, I wouldn't say that they're geniuses.
They think they are. You don't understand.
Exactly.
They think they are. It's
they
not going to do
are.
Anything. And it's going to make
woke.
Matters worse.
They're awoke. How smart can they be? I mean, really. I mean, when you get down to it.
Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't think there's anything genius about that at all.
So, and here was the other thing that I read in the Daily Mail. About the Oscars. They're very Ukraine conscious. And to fight for Ukraine. The Daily Mail pointed out that their goodie bag this year was worth $14,000. And included a piece of land and lordship or in Scotland. So they would get,
what?
You know how you, and so they gladly take the goodie bag worth $14,000, which included getting a title and land in Scotland.
How does that work?
I don't know. I don't know, but they took it. 277-9600.
Soon Trump will buy him out.
Yeah. Oh, and somebody on CNN already blamed him for that.
Blamed him for what?
What happened at the Oscars.
How?
Look, I didn't read it because I don't want to even hear
do,
it.
How? I can't figure out how to get to that room.
Nope, they can. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stinky.
Stinky?
Stinky.
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 Stinky. T-I-N-K-Y.
Tinky.
Tinky.
Just an old CB nickname.
Twinky? I'm not sure. What? Breaker 19.
Yeah, Breaker 19.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I just thought out of last night, we had a real teachable moment. For the young fellas out there, don't marry 10 out of 10 crazy women.
I can't understand what he's saying. The phone is...
Something about don't marry certain women.
10 out of 10 women? What? I don't know what he said. Sorry. 277-9600. I'll get to your calls in a second. I wanted to talk about JetBlue Park and being accosted at the game. So I bought tickets. I was up on the Green Monster. Interesting. I've never been up there to watch a game. They got the direct exact dimensions
so you
as
were
Fenway.
Up in the outfield.
I was up in the outfield. But going into the game. Now, I've gone to spring training games for 30 years.
And
longer than that.
You're one of the most prominent citizens of the area.
Darn right I am. So I'm walking into JetBlue, get in the parking area, and I said to my wife before we get in there, because I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic and waiting to get parked, I said, let me hotbox quick smoke. And so I'm in the parking lot, dirt parking lot, and walking up to the gate, and there's an old woman, probably from Massachusetts, got her Red Sox visor on and her little name thing, Helen. I don't know what her name was.
Helen from Hellsport, Mass.
Yes. And she says to me, I'm walking up, put that out before you go through here. I said, I'm going to finish it out here. I'm not going to walk right in. There's no, and this is how she said it, there's no smoking on campus.
Oh, God.
I said, what? And I turned to my wife and I said, unless it's changed since previous spring trainings, you know, because Hammond Stadium, you can't, and you and I both know that there's no place to smoke left in there anymore. But I knew that at JetBlue there was. Up until, you know, this is my first game this year. And so I take a couple of drags and she's, you know, hands on the hips. No, I told you to put it out. They're on campus, no smoking. I said, hold on a second. And so I put it out. And I walked in. As soon as I went through the gates, I said, I know where the smoking area is. Right behind all the food trucks, there's the row of smokers' outposts. And I just lit back up again. But you had some wannabe mass old lady telling me, no smoking on this campus. Shut up.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Walk right up to her.
Yeah.
Throw the cigarette down in front of her. Yeah. Mash it out with your foot.
Yeah.
Then go, you have some nerve talking to me like that in front of my wife. And then you haul off and slap that. It's my wife.
Yeah. And then everybody around the park would applaud. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Teresa. Hi, Stan.
Hi. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Happy Monday.
Thank you.
I just have a comment about, you know, I'm trying to go back and forth just like you guys to try to decide, was this whole skit, you know, at the Oscars for real or not?
Well, you said it right there. Skit.
Yeah. So this is my question, and this might be something that you might want to ask your, you know, Storm Chinopoulos this week on when he comes in. Is in the state of Florida, when they have two people that assault each other or whatever the case may be, they don't. If somebody's assaulted, they don't necessarily have to have someone press charges for them to be arrested.
So, yeah, I don't know what it's like out in California, although right. I do know that, and it was big news earlier today, that the Academy was having a Zoom call to discuss
it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Zoom call. Serious.
Woo!
Hey, well, that was just my thought was, you know, I mean, maybe that's a legal question for Storm. I mean,
when
they're out there, if he doesn't say, I don't want to press charges, that doesn't mean everyone saw the altercation.
The world saw the altercation.
And it's well documented. Yeah. And there was no altercation. Chris Rock didn't do anything.
Nope. Didn't raise his hands.
No, you're right. That's right.
It was a plain, unadulterated assault.
You know, I think I really like Will Smith, but I think at the end when he was doing his apologizing, I think he should have been the bigger guy and just say, look, you know, I may have lost it. Did I appreciate what you said to my wife? No. But, you know, I understand.
He didn't say anything to his wife.
No, he didn't know. He didn't
say. I mean, that was very mild.
Yeah, that was. But assault and battery right there on national television.
I know. And that's, to me, is the strangest thing. But maybe Storm can shed some light on that.
All right, but the first thing he'll tell us is he doesn't practice law in California.
Oh, well, he's got to know somebody he can call.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask him. I'll ask him for you.
All right.
All right,
I'll be
sweetheart.
Listening.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you for listening. 277.
Just bad all the way around.
Yeah. 277-9600. Oh, by the way, in a few minutes.
Now, if that wasn't a skit, he's psycho.
Yeah.
No matter which way you spin this, it's bad.
Us of rational mind look at like it's bad on both sides. Somebody thought this was a good idea. And people were giving a standing ovation to violence.
I thought they were against that.
That's what I thought. I don't know.
Kumbaya, look at the number on your screen.
Yep.
I did a movie, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Right. By the way, we have time for another call here, but when we come back after the break, we'll continue to give you a chance to win Reverse Name That Tune Kiss Edition.
Oh, that should be fun.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Marie.
Say again?
Marie.
Hey, Marie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for phoning.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to know if, because you know, because the flap, we're probably going to ban concerts or award ceremonies now because of the violence and all that.
Yeah. Wait for the cry to ban award ceremonies. That won't happen. That won't happen.
Exactly. We'll have to watch them televised now because of the violence. how come Chris Rock didn't just cold cock him back?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because they're going to wind up in court anyway.
Oh, but like the other caller said, unless they have to press charges, but Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges.
Chris, no, but it's a matter of like authority issues.
Assuming, let's assume this is real, and you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will Smith, as much as we love Chris Rock, is a different level of star than Chris Rock.
Correct.
Yeah, if Chris Rock can make a joke out of Will Smith and make a movie out of it.
If Chris Rock retaliated and that turned into some sort of scrum, then Chris Rock is a true hero for not escalating the situation.
Right.
That's true.
Because on the...
If somebody comes up and hits you, no matter how disciplined or how nice a person you are, your instinct is to go at them.
Yep.
You're right. I was a bartender for 29 years, and I was really mean. I can't believe I've never got
it. If it was real.
Hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, sweetheart. Well, thank you. Oh, maybe she wanted something else.
I mean, maybe it's something that Will Smith planned and nobody else was in on it but him.
That could very well be. And I think if you listen to Everybody Hates Chris and him talking about his life, he was a picked on kind of kid.
Mm-hmm.
And from a very disciplined family. And he probably doesn't have the immediate instinct to go hit back. It's to go and try to make light of something. I'm well aware, and I've seen it, where he instinctually, hardwired, does not want to escalate that. Because it can turn into a far worse situation. So you say instinctively somebody would go and hit back. He could be hardwired into, I better not escalate it. Then it gets really nasty. And you got the ones that, and you've known them, they're trip hammers.
And the fact of the matter is, somehow, Will Smith will walk away from this and be bigger than ever.
Exactly.
And this is not going to be good for Chris Rock. No. It'll give him, you know, maybe 5 minutes of material.
Yep. You nailed it.
But that's that night is all about careers.
Yep.
That night is not about your personal stuff.
Yep. And why do I sense Will Smith? Because he is the bigger star. He's on that upper echelon of megastars.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to not pay up as big a price as, say, a Chris Rock would pay. The way they're canceling comedians out everywhere?
Yeah.
Come on. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Monday edition. Going to give you a chance to win here with reverse name that tune.
You
Kiss
wanted the best.
Edition.
You got the best. The hottest band in the world.
It's so easy. The game is so easy. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. But Kiss reverse name that tune. I've got 5 clips of Kiss songs. You're going to hear it in reverse. Your job is to be the first person to correctly identify the song. If you correctly identify the song and you're the first one to do it, you have 5 chances here. We have a gift certificate to General Nutrition Center. We have a gift card to Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations in Fort Myers and Cape Coral. And we also have a $50 gift certificate to Tropical Breeze Family Fun Park in Cape Coral. The weather's getting great for that place now, featuring mini golf, outdoor laser tag, fun for the whole family. Those are the prizes. I will play the first Kiss song in reverse, and then we'll open up the phones at 277-9600. Your job, identify the Kiss song. Name that tune. Here we go. Kiss in reverse. Cut number 1. Name this Kiss song.
Oh, that's so hard.
That's a tough one. Easiest game we play. Phone lines are released 277-9600. Identify the Kiss song. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kaylee from Cape Coral.
Kaylee from Cape Coral, what's the song?
It is Night All
Rock. No. Guess it might have been a little harder. 277-9600.
I could be sleeping. And
yeah,
give you
I
the
know
answer.
That. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marie.
Marie?
Yeah.
Can you name the song?
I Want to Rock and Roll All Night, Party Every Day.
Close enough. Close enough.
That means I won?
It means you won.
Yay!
You won.
You're a big winner.
Marie, what would you like?
What are my choices again?
We got General Nutrition Center, Firehouse Subs, Tropical Smoothie, and Tropical Breeze Family Fun Park in Cape Coral.
I'm going to take the Firehouse.
You got it. Hold on. Reverse Kiss Song. Number 2. Yeah, that was Rock and Roll All Night. What's this one? 2779600. Two seven seven nine six zero zero. Reverse Kiss, name that tune. What is it? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, name it.
That's Dr. Love.
Full title, please.
They call me Dr. Love.
Calling Dr. Love. I'll give it to you.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah. What would you like?
The Family Fun Park in Cape Coral.
Tropical Breeze. I'm going to send it your way.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Awesome.
Let's go with the third one. Reverse Kiss, name that tune. And by the way, because Kiss is a rock and roll band, so Beth is not even in the mix. There's no Beth. I hear you calling, but I can't right now. That's not even on here. Playing,
and we just can't find the sound.
This one is, though. Name it. Two seven seven nine six zero zero. What's that? What is that song by Kiss? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Oh.
Jeez. No, you're too late. You're too late, a dollar short. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Mike.
Mike, name it.
Detroit Rock City.
Yes, sir. What would you like?
I guess a Tropical Smoothie would be great.
You got it. Hold the line.
I got you.
They do. Reverse Kiss named that tune. Here's another one for you. Chance to win. It's in reverse. Name the Kiss song. Reverse Kiss. What's that song? What is that one? Ahoy, who's this?
Ken.
Ken, name it.
Heaven's on Fire.
No.
Oh.
No.
This one's famous for all the wrong reasons.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ed.
What's your first name?
Ed.
Hey, Ed, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Make things a little better for you if you can name that tune.
I think it was I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, it sure was. It sure was. What would you like, buddy?
What was the option again?
I got General Nutrition Center, so you can get some vitamins. I got Firehouse Subs. I've got Tropical Smoothie. And I've got Tropical Breeze Family Fun Park.
I'll try the Tropical Smoothie.
You got it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Girl, I was made for you. We got one more. So we've already heard Rock and Roll All Night, Calling Dr. Love, Detroit Rock City, and I Was Made for Loving You. It's the way they created me.
Can't help it.
Can't help it. It's the way I was made for loving you. We got one more chance to win. It's in reverse. Kiss reverse, name that tune. Give me the name of this song. What the hell? 277-9600.
That might be a little more difficult, but remarkably, I knew it right away.
Of course! It's such an easy game. Ahoy, who's this? These phones, I want to break them.
Don't you dare.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm hoping I can get this right.
All right, Kelsey. It's all up to you.
No pressure. You got this.
Name that Kiss song.
Is it I Love It Loud?
No.
Close. In a way.
Kinda. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Joey.
Joey, name it.
Shout It Out Loud.
You betcha. What would you like?
What do you got there?
I got GNC. I've got, do I have Firehouse Subs left? I got Firehouse Subs. I've got Tropical.
Okay, tropical Smoothie.
All right, yep, hold on. Say what? All right, there you go. The Kiss rundown, rock and roll all night, calling Dr. Love, Detroit Rock City. I was made for loving you, and shout it out loud. When we come back, you're going to get your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Got a lot of emails, some left over from Friday, another batch to go through today. And then later on in the 4 o'clock hour, we take a look at the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. And, of course, Junior will have some fun facts for us.
Bless him. He really comes up with
that. He sure does. And we're going to take a look at, right smack dab in the middle of the top 40, 20 through 16. We'll do that all coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He's batting 287. The count is 2-1. And there's a runner on second. That's Boyer. Nobody out. And it's a smash to short. Brasseau scoops it up, and it should be an easy play. No, he drops the ball. He picks it up, but he can't make a throw. It's an error for Brasseau. And Lenz is on with Boyer moving to third. And check that. They've called it a hit now. Too hot to handle. No error for Eddie Brasseau. All right, runners on first and second. First and third, rather. An error? It was an error for the shortstop. I thought they flashed a hit sign on the scoreboard there. All right, Bobby Richardson now. One away. And, pardon me, none out. That's none out. And Bobby takes it high for a ball. A strike. The called strike. Nothing in one as Wilson looks in for a sign now. Richardson is 2-for-3 tonight. No, 1-for-3. Well, he had a single in the second inning. No, the first inning. All right, here's Wilson's pitch now. It's hit straight back at the pitcher. The line smashed, and he throws a first. The double ends off first and retire the side with no score. A double play. Check that. Two out. Now, that did not retire the side. Boyer scored on the play, and the Yanks lead 4-1. Or 5-1, rather. And the hitter is Tommy Tresh now, the Yankee left fielder. Center fielder, that is. No, it's Jack Reed. Reed took over in center field in the fourth when Tresh hurt his knee. Or his elbow, rather. It wasn't his knee. I think it was. He hurt his knee. Anyway, that was last week. Here's a pitch now to Reed. And it's a high pop foul over by third base. And it's taken by Dick Stewart back at first base. I think I said third base. Over by the dugout, back at first base. And that retires the side. One run, two hits, no errors. Make it one error. One error. Stewart's... Brasseau's error. And so after seven innings of play, it is New York 5 and Chicago 1, or Boston 1. And leading off of Boston now, in the next inning, will be Frank Malzone, the second baseman, the third baseman for the Red Sox. He is 0-for-3 tonight. He had a home run and a walk. He's 1-for-2. One hit and two official trips. And Whitey Ford is set to pitch to Frank Malzone. I'm sorry. Check that. It's Lou Clinton. Malzone flied out to end the last inning. And, it isn't Ford. That's Hal Renniff on the mound. Ford didn't feel well, I understand. We just received word. Ford didn't feel well, and he is after the last inning. It's going to be Hal Renniff And he's warming up. And while we're waiting for Hal to warm up here, scores of other games. Baltimore leads Minnesota 2-1 after four innings. And five innings, rather. And that's Minnesota leading 2-1. Detroit 5, Kansas City 4 after three innings. Chicago 5, rather. Not Detroit. Chicago 5, Kansas City 3. Make that after five innings at Detroit. Or Chicago, at Chicago, rather. Those are the only other games going tonight, friends. And while Renef is taking his warm-up pitches, just a word from Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
Winston tastes good like a...
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of...
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show, and we're so glad that you're here with us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 30 minutes from now. We take a trip into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. And, of course, we'll have those famous junior fun facts to help us through.
Well, that's really the highlight of
it. Yeah. You know, the fun facts to help you understand the music just a little bit better.
Our own resident musicologist.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Really? I think it's best to let the music do the talking.
Yeah.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look, it's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Just one thing of note. Fort Myers crash, South Cleveland Avenue and Big Pine Way. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, also open on weekends.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, March 28th.
What are you doing?
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
What are you doing?
Stan, my mind and body...
is elsewhere.
Yeah. My mind and body are under the mistaken impression that today is Sunday.
Oh. No, it's not, Haney.
Well, I just realized
Sunday here.
I just realized that. The first part of the show, I just thought it was odd that I was here on a Sunday, but which is the worst thing. It's always, although that might make the rest of the week go faster, I don't know.
No, not really.
Plastic was found in human blood for the first time. It's probably in your blood, too.
Plastic?
Well, remember, we don't think about plastics because we were raised with them. They've only been around about 100 years, yeah. So we really don't know what happens to the human body interacting with plastic.
Can't be good.
These are those microplastics that you can't see. And if you can't see them, F them.
And if we're just finding out our system is full of plastics after 100 years, what's going to happen 100 years from now when they realize what cell phones did to us?
As you like to say, don't worry about it, Haney.
Yeah, we're not going to be around.
We won't be here.
No, we don't have to worry about it.
And it's almost like we're stealing the dreams of others.
Yeah. Almost like stealing the dreams of others. Oh, it dawned on him just now.
You have stolen my dreams.
Buckle your seatbelts.
I better.
You'll never guess the latest product from the good folks over at Beyond Meat.
What, the fake meat people?
Yes. Beyond Meat. The fake meat people. They should go with that, like Winn-Dixie with the beef people.
Let me tell you something. I'm on this diet. 30 pounds, by the way, folks.
30?
Yes. But I'm on this diet, and so I... Not that I even want to consider it. It was just out of curiosity. Said to the wife as she was shopping around, oh, there's a not burger. There's a veggie dog. Why don't you go and see how that ranks up for your diet? It's horrible.
It's bad better, for you?
Better to eat meat. Oh, I'm going to have a not dog and veggie burger. Don't. It's not good if you're trying to lose weight.
It does you no good.
Does you no good.
This comes to us from Australia, where they have some of the scariest spiders in the world.
Oh, yeah.
A woman's friends got mad at her because she refused to kill a giant huntsman spider that's living in her house. She's named it Simon.
Ah.
And finally, two drug dealers ran a red light and almost hit a cop car.
You're doing this stuff, obey the laws.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you, laughter. It's very important that we try to laugh. Everybody here today, Junior, Haney, we back on Monday? Mark?
I'm still on Sunday. There's nothing I can do about it, Stan.
Mark?
The very lower level of conscious has realized it's Monday.
Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
We just told you about the woman and the spider.
Yep, that sat down beside her.
Yep, named him Simon. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs that spider in your house needs to go.
Top signs that spider in your house needs to go.
It just ate the dog.
Go lie down. I'm not going to tell you again.
It's hairier than Sylvester Stallone. Spends all day on the web, eats all of your food, and refuses to pay rent. Last thing you need is another teen. Instead of Spider-Man, its bite turned you into a loser with a bump on his arm.
How dare you?
Ah, you shut your mouth.
When it opens its mouth, you see giant teeth that put you in mind of a John Elway.
And I eat that on a cracker, dude.
The beetle it just captured is a Volkswagen.
It's not fair.
I know.
And finally, the top sign, that spider in your house needs to go.
Yes.
It just slapped you for making a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
I know I'm a jackball, but it wasn't me.
That's
Help us has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Yeah, I know, we're failing you.
You are failing us.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
I got Junior's mic on because for the life of me, I cannot figure out what this guy is saying. Maybe it'll trigger something. Maybe you'll remember, Haney, although it's Sunday for you.
Well, I can't wait for the USFL to start.
Take a listen. This is from Matthew. Good afternoon. You may know me as a regular listener of the show, but Junior knows me as the guy who vomited superhero names so well back in October of 2021 that it compelled Mr. Junior to try and cheat me out of my prize.
What? We played a Marvel game, but I didn't try to cheat anyone.
We caught him using a list.
Well, right.
Yeah, because I was writing notes, and then you guys flipped out.
This correspondence is not about this incident. However, as it became known to me that drink that swear word Kylie is actually my coworker. What does that mean? And I just wanted to know what day the program aired that featured that particular snippet. Have no idea what this guy's saying.
We played that as a best of.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, it was St. Paddy's Day of 2020. And you were talking about your birthday dinner the night before. So or your birthday 2021, actually.
So please
At the Japanese steakhouse?
Yeah, drink that ass. F yeah.
Oh, gotcha. See, this is where the management goes and says, you know what? They think it's current. Don't tell everybody you're going on vacation.
They'll never know.
They'll never know. I guess this is proof. Do please note, however, that I was not looking in my computer at the time that Junior tried to wrong me so terribly that I was actually driving home as the talent of the show correctly postulated. If you do a feature this feature this email, let me know. I've been listening to your show for over 10 years now, and I am happy to contribute to the show. Okay, thank you, Matt.
So he works with the girl that was out of control that night.
I guess. Amazing that you can remember back, you know, a year ago.
Because then her father called in and was very upset.
Oh, that's true. Let's see what else I want to... You know what? I hesitate in doing this email, but I'll do some of it.
Is this against your better judgment?
Well, you know, he's just now started talking again. This is from Sabina. I know this is late, but I listened to the podcast, which surprisingly is kind of up to date. But please do not, and I repeat, do not get our hopes up that Junior's leaving. That would definitely make us all too happy. That I'm going to stop reading. This is from our buddy Tim.
We offered to get him a job at a gas
yes,
station.
Yes, we did.
I guess you're okay now, right?
Yeah.
He just got himself a bag of chips today.
Yeah, so he's good.
I'm good, yeah.
What flavor did you get, brah?
I got knockoff Cheetos, the generic kind.
What kind of dusting on it? Just on regular?
Cheddar.
Nice.
Let's get the Guardian in.
Jesus.
So I can stay on time. What's he talking about now? Fuzzy kitten. What? Bombed.
What?
Maternity hospital. Okay. Ahoy, gentlemen. So here we go again. You know, over the weekend, another gaffe from Sleepy Joe.
Mm.
He called Putin a butcher. And then his team tried to correct him. Why? To me, he's right. Boy, that's one for the books. Well, I agree with him.
What they really needed to correct him on was that he was talking to the 82nd Airborne talking about how they'll soon see Ukraine for themselves.
That was another gaffe.
And then there was that if Russia uses chemical weapons, we will respond in kind.
Gaffe. What else?
He needs to stop.
Yes, he does.
The Wall Street Journal, even this was before Saturday, had an op-ed that said, no disrespect to the commander-in-chief, but the world is in a precarious state. Can he stop speaking?
let's see. I agree with him on that comment. What else would they like him to call Putin? Some kind of fuzzy kitten?
Bombs.
Or a political BS name? Considering the innocent citizens that are being targeted, I think Butcher is about right. And considering the facts that they have bombed a maternity hospital, a theater that was being used as a shelter, and many other civilian buildings, I have a lot of other names for Putin. A lot stronger than Butcher. So, Stan, are you still in first place in the hoops hysteria? Yes, and by more than I was on Friday.
Look at this guy.
You guys are the best sign, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
It's way back time. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to go right smack dab into the middle of the top 40, going 20 through 16, and some junior fun facts. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where you,
what?
The experts say we know is in fact, it's going to be,
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
And that's why Will Smith was so emboldened to just walk right up and hit somebody.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
What, somebody going to do something about it? I don't think so.
I don't think so. It looks like you're all standing up and applauding. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. But let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Having difficulties maneuvering my mouse today.
I'm having difficulties maneuvering my mind.
Yeah, I know. You're just having to maneuver.
I'm set to the wrong day. That happens.
It happens. Two things here, but they're both the same thing, just more information. We have a crash, 2300 block of Crystal Drive in Fort Myers, right at the villas. So be aware of that one. Other than that, nothing sitting on the board. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, right before Mark Haney and the news. We do it every Monday here on the Stan and Haney Show. We take a look at what was on the pop charts this very week in a particular year. Today, we're going to go right smack dab in the middle of American Top 40. Same order that Casey Kasem delivered them to you. These were the biggest songs in the land. Let's find out what year we're going to.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1975.
Remember,
oh, I remember.
You heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Number 20.
The great Ben E. King. This is called Supernatural Thing, part one for the hit. The whole song's about 7 minutes. Everybody thinks Stand By Me was his only song. But he knew how to cut the jive.
He had other songs, yes. I think, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Right on, I can dig it.
Damn right.
When we kiss, you know you make me hot. I'll break out sometimes in little bitty green spots. You give me all you got.
Here with a fun fact is June.
While his song Stand By Me, There Goes My Baby in Spanish Harlem appeared in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's list of 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And now, back to the music.
What about this one? What about...
There was three songs that made it to that list.
You know, this might be interesting, Stan. Talking about Casey and AT-40... Technology has changed so much. And I remember sweating it on occasion on Friday because this show, this was before satellites were common.
Oh, it was delivered.
And each week's episode was delivered at the last possible minute. And it was all pressed onto like four or five records.
Correct. It came a vinyl. You had to have the turntables going. And you had to time it out right.
But it was played off of records.
Correct. Thank you for that fun fact.
And many people thought it was live, but
no. That's Ben E. King, number 20 this week in 1975 with Supernatural Thing. Yeah. Coming in at number 19.
Oh, yeah.
Band called Hot Chocolate.
I love this band.
It's called Emma.
They had such a great sound.
So pretty, Emma was a star in everyone's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And when she said she'd be a movie queen, nobody laughed. A face like an angel, she could be anything. Emmeline,
Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna write your name high on that silver screen.
Right on.
Emmeline,
Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna make you the biggest star this world has ever seen.
At 17, we were wed. I'd work day and night.
Married her young.
To earn our daily bread. And every day, Emma would go out searching for that play that never ever came her way.
Yeah, searching for that place never came her way.
Sometimes she'd come home so depressed. I'd hear her crying in the back room, feel so distressed.
Yeah.
And I'd remember back when she was five,
to the words that used to make Emily come alive. It was Emily. Emma, Emily.
Fun fact, Junior, with some meat to it.
Well, Errol Brown and Tony Wilson wrote the song, and when you really dive into the lyrics, they're pretty dark, addressing themes of suicide, early death, and lost childhood.
Yeah.
Brown wrote the song to celebrate his recently passed mother. And now back to the music.
Because she wanted to be... Couldn't you have talked about hot chocolate like you did Benny King about other songs then?
Well, you wanted a fun fact. What's more fun than that?
It was a cold and dark December night.
Yep. All right, let's leave that one.
Here's a fun fact.
What?
Hot Chocolate had at least one hit every year from 1970 to 1984.
It's because they're awesome.
Yep.
Yep, and their song, You Sexy Thing, yep, made the top 10 in three different decades.
Now that's a fun fact. Coming in at number 18, one of the with Brother Tom, the Doobie Brothers. Yeah, it was a hit in 75, called Blackwater. Oh, she's ready for floating.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same. Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything all right. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry.
Fun fact?
Well, the song was obviously inspired by the French Quarter in New Orleans, and it was also inspired by Mark Twain's novels Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer.
Now back to the music.
Now back to the music.
Let's let the music do the talking.
Yeah, let's let you know, do the talking, whatever.
You know, a Stan and Haney fun fact. As this song is so descriptive about New Orleans, when we were in New Orleans, Stan stopped by my hotel room for a convivial before we hit Bourbon Street, and I pointed out to the river, and I said, "Do you see that, Stan?"
"What is that, a log?"
I said, "I think it's a dead body," and you go, that's a log, yeah, that's a buoy.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's something, that's a marker out there.
So we went out on Bourbon Street, and then came back, turned on the 11 o'clock news. A man found floating in the Mississippi today.
Yep. There it was.
Right again, Haney.
Yep.
I know it when I see it.
Yep. You can spot a dead body floating a mile away.
You fought me on it.
I did. I didn't say that's not a body. Now, this is a tourist capital.
That doesn't happen. Look, Haney, look at all those seagulls landing on the log.
Oh, here we go, here we go.
By the hand. Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the honky tonk. Take me by the hand. And pretty mama, dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the honky tonk.
And pretty mama,
dance with your daddy all night long. I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the honky tonk, pretty mama.
I'd like to hear some funky
So, a 13-year-old Stan, fresh with his birthday money, went to the record store to get the latest album from Chicago and enjoyed this hit because it was about a president.
And nobody knows U.S. presidents like a 13-year-old Stan.
Yeah, I did better than I do now. It's Harry Truman by Chicago.
He had the ball.
Number 17.
He dropped the bomb.
Trombone right there. Is that a trombone?
Yes.
Fun fact.
Well, the song is actually named after the 33rd president of the United States, Harry S. Truman. And now, back to the music.
What's the S stand for?
Stewart. Steven?
Nothing.
Sammy? Let's let the music do the talking.
He's a good man.
Oh, fair man.
Go Harry.
That's all the way with Harry.
Harry, exclamation point. Ford president at this point?
Yes, he was.
Boy, this was a real slap in the face to him.
It sure was.
With his insecurities.
Yep, and his win buttons.
Poor guy.
Yeah. That's Chicago and Harry Truman. Last song we're going to take a look at, number 16, Sammy Johns in a Chevy van.
I gave a girl.
Who doesn't love this song?
It's a great song.
She crawled in and took control. She was tired, cause her mind was a drag. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. Cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand.
After her lap nap.
Yep, after her lap nap.
That's all I believe. Her young face was like that of an angel.
You know, it never bothered me when I first heard this song, but now being older,
yeah,
it's okay, but is this guy a serial killer or just a random guy?
Well, let's see if Junior has some information on that.
What, if the guy's a serial killer?
Just, it was a lead-in for a fun fact. That's all it was.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty funny. He gets seduced by some chick in his Chevrolet van and then ditches her in a small town at the end of the song.
Do Do you enjoy doing this?
Do you understand what I just said about serial killer? And then you go and then ditches her in a small town.
Yeah. Are you reading between the lines here?
Well, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, never thought about it that way. I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's let the music do the talking.
Yeah. That's actually the Wrecking Crew.
Of course it is. They're on everything.
All right, let's let the music do the talking.
Narcolepsy? Or what do they call that with the dead body?
Necrophilia?
Necrophilia. She woke up.
Nah, I don't think it's about that.
Now, there's a lot going on here, though.
There's
nothing cute about that. I'm going to look into that song. I'm going to dig deeper into that song. The number one song in the land this week in 1975 was La Belle and Lady Marmalade.
Anytime you introduce a strange woman into your van.
And then drop her off after a lap nap.
And she's been asleep.
Yes. I'm going to look deeper into it. I need answers, not fun facts. Let's take a break. Mark Haney in the news is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Get the net. There he is. Got him.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Okay. Who wants to clean and debone him?
I'll do it.
You want to do it?
Just wait till you see what I've got.
It's the Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner?
Aw, you laugh now. Just watch. You just assemble the Wonder Boner stainless steel rods like this. Find the top of the spine, and you slide him through the ring on the Wonder Boner, and voila! The Wonder Boner.
My wife would like that.
Introducing the Wonder Boner. And the Wonder Boner comes with a nylon storage case that doubles as a base and a cutting board.
Well, I think the Wonder Boner's a winner. So, Dave, where did you get the Wonder Boner? It's funny you should ask.
Order your Wonder Boner now. Call toll-free 85248 and receive the amazing Wonder Boner for just $19.95. Call now.
Thank you for calling 96K-ROCK. Press 1 for Stan and Haney. Press 2 for Stan and Haney. Press 3 for Stan and... Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Stan and Haney, 96K-ROCK.
That's how it feels on this end sometimes, too, trying to get these phones to work. Stan and Haney, look. Got a text from somebody on the Absolute Law text line. During the way back, you remembered a story when we were in New Orleans and we saw a body.
And you tried to talk me out of it.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
And this listener evidently thought that we didn't say it was the only dead body we've ever seen. We just brought up a story of a dead body. And for some reason, he takes pride in this. I don't know. Guys.
I wasn't bragging about it.
You've only seen one dead body? I'm a retired highway worker. I've seen 14.
The point of that story is, horrific as a dead body is, we didn't see it up close and personal.
Yeah.
We were up high on the floor of a hotel, and
you guys only saw one?
The particular view from my window was different than Stan's window.
Yeah.
And I'd been looking at it.
Yeah.
I'm going, could that be? I didn't want it to be, but I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, that could be a body. And then Stan comes over to my room and I pointed at it and I go, you see that? And Stan is so great at this. if you ever want to just have cognitive dissonance over anything, Stan will tell you it's nothing. Come on.
Don't worry
We're
about
supposed
it.
To be having fun.
That's just a river marker.
Still,
yes.
Only one, man.
Yeah, that's all. I've only seen
one.
Only one. I got you beat on that one. I seen 14.
Those are rookie numbers.
How does that...
I don't know. We're talking about a story.
How in any way does that lend itself to being a competition?
Yeah. Only one? You just said you only seen one dead body?
And the only reason that I even bring it up is because Stan didn't believe me and said, come on, hi-yapa, Bourbon Street's a-callin'.
I've seen, what does he say?
14? 14.
I've seen 15 dead bodies, and that one in the river didn't look like it. I've seen 15, 16.
Sure have. Your uncle was an undertaker. How many bodies you want to get into this? You don't want to go there, son.
You want to get into this, brother? My uncle owned a funeral home. What the hell? It's how people perceive what we say.
Do funeral bodies count?
Oh, depending on what state of embalming they're in.
My only point is that I was pretty sure it was a dead body, and Stanton told me there's no way that's a dead. It's a
great story, Haney.
Marker.
Only one? Only one? That's a great story. Only one dead body? I've seen 14.
What? The point of it is that Stan didn't believe me, had me convinced.
Hey, you're not going to convince him.
Had me convinced I was wrong, we went out on Bourbon Street, and then we come back, and the TV news says, a body found floating in the Mississippi today.
Well, we got one. I work forensics. I got a new one here. I've seen more dead bodies.
I don't want to talk about dead bodies. It was a one-off thing.
When did this become a bragging point?
I don't know. That's what I can't get.
I don't want to see any. I wish I hadn't seen that one.
Yeah.
Thank God it was like a mile and a half away from me.
Yeah. You ever see a dead horse? I have.
Only one?
Only one dead horse.
Well, I used to work at a racetrack.
And I've seen 20.
Yep. This is before they had the tent.
Let's get you updated on
Good
traffic.
Good Lord.
Good Lord is right.
What a thing to hang your hat on.
Traffic.
I mean, what are we all kids in that and that Stephen King movie?
He's apologizing now. Sorry, I worked for an Indiana department for 23 years. You see a few bodies.
What was the name of that movie?
What?
The Stephen King movie. Oh, Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Where the whole plot, they were going to see a body.
Yep.
Only one.
Yeah, only one. What are you talking about? I know a place where I can show you five. What? What? Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations.
The body wasn't really
Fort
the
Myers.
Point of the
You're
story.
You're not going to get through to them.
It was how Stan and I related to it.
Related to it.
What Stan did for me is that I was able to go out and enjoy a night on Bourbon Street thinking, no, that wasn't a body. That would be a horrible thing. It was a river marker.
What did you say? You only saw one dead body?
Yeah. And then we come back, and there it is on the news.
And to answer his question,
what?
That's a hard no.
What?
Look at what he just texted. That's a hard no.
Oh, now he wants to know if we want to see a picture of one.
No.
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 No. And you know what? You keep it up, and I'll have Junior, he's good at this, blocking you.
Because nobody wants to see that. Yeah, anybody
nobody.
That thinks they do, you don't.
And I'll tell you right now, sport, you send one, you're blocked. I don't want to see that. I've only seen one in my life.
That's probably my fault.
Oh, let's start this again. Hold on.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
All right, let's see. We'll start in Cape Coral, North Fort Myers. Got a crash, 500 block of Pine Island Road at the Murphy's Express. Fort Myers, crash, McGregor Boulevard and Carlene Avenue. Fort Myers, crash, Bell Tower Drive and Daniels Parkway. My God, and Fort Myers, Hit and Run, Summerlin Road, and Winkler Road. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 15, 20 minutes. Mark, oh, God, Haney, and the news.
Must be exhausted.
Yep. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There always time, amazes me when they don't, time before they don't get the root point.
No. When it's not about the story and us interacting. Fame. You only saw one?
When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
You haven't lived till you see over 10, man.
One anchor man, hey, was more man than
you
the
ain't
rest.
There yet.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
We're fortunate enough that our life's path hasn't taken like us
yes,
there.
Exactly.
Near mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Mark Haney was the bull.
And most people that see that stuff don't like to talk about it.
Correct.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, March 28.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. The Mr. Olympia bodybuilding competition has been held for 57 years. Out of those 57 contests, only 16 different men have won the title Mr. Olympia.
I know Schwarzenegger won.
He's the most famous. He won it seven times between 1970 and 1980. You know, if there's one thing we can all agree on.
Sure. What?
Rats make an excellent scapegoat.
Rats?
Yes.
Fine with me.
Very few people are going to raise their hand and try and defend rats.
Are you going to go and defend a rat right now?
Well, sometimes they get a bad rap. When I say black plague, you say...
Oh, rats.
Scientists are trying to keep this quiet because rats, they can handle bad publicity. They're used to it.
Yeah.
But they now believe rats weren't responsible for the Black Plague.
They weren't. What was?
They believe that in reality, it was spread by a rodent with much better publicity.
What?
Gerbils.
A gerbil?
They believe the plague was spread by wild gerbils.
You know what? Oh, no. I'm not a fan of a gerbil. They're the closest relative to a rat. Oh, some people say a mouse is, but it's not. It's the gerb.
And we like to hug them and caress them.
Oh, so baby.
Speaking of unpleasant things, let's talk mosquitoes.
I've seen more than one mosquito.
More than one?
Yeah, I've seen more than one.
Yeah. My Grammy told me when they first moved to Florida, the skies had turned black.
Yeah. With skeeters.
They'd kill a full-grown cow.
Yep.
Drain the blood right out of it.
Drain it dry.
I hate getting into bragging contests.
Yep.
But, you know, the mosquito is a hardy creature. God knows we're quite familiar with them, but then again, we are welcoming just about anything that can live on Earth can live here.
Yep.
But then you see places you wouldn't expect like in Alaska, people getting bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere with the most extreme weather, you'll find a mosquito. They've determined there are only two places in the world without mosquitoes.
Send me there.
Both are in roughly the same part of the world. Iceland.
Ooh.
And the Faroe Islands. They're not really sure why.
No, but they know about a wild gerbil.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's clickbait.
Right.
Obviously, both are far out in the ocean.
Yeah.
But they don't think that really has anything to do with it.
No.
They believe that the climate in both places is too variable and harsh, even for mosquitoes. Mm.
But not a wild gerb.
Wild gerbil.
Jeez, that is just horrible. That's horrible. A wild gerbil.
Yeah. You.
Ask any kid that has owned a gerbil. Now, a kid can own a mouse. Kid can own a hamster. Kid can own a guinea pig. Every kid who has owned a gerbil when they were small will tell you, gerbil bites them. Yep. The gerbil will bite you.
Oh, they're just trying to dull their teeth.
Yeah, they're trying to draw blood is what they're trying to do.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, it's hard to believe because most of us have taken it for granted. But we've had plastics for just over 100 years.
Would a Bakelite fall into a plastic?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to die on that hill.
Right. But I would assume it's a type of plastic, early plastic.
Because somebody's going to know exactly, and then they're going to start talking about dead bodies.
Yeah.
So, plastic's been around just over 100 years, and it is everywhere now. Researchers in the Netherlands just found microplastics in a human bloodstream for the very first time. Chances are, it's in your blood, too. It had already been located virtually everywhere else, from the deepest part of the ocean to the highest mountain and floating in the air. It's also found in drinking water. Researchers tested blood samples from 22 healthy volunteers, and because they were looking for it, 17 of them had microscopic plastic in their blood.
Jeez.
Small sample size, but it suggests most people have plastic in their blood. We just haven't been testing for it.
Maybe next time I go for some blood work, I'll ask them to, you know, test for plastic.
Now, we don't know the health implications of that. They don't either. But if there's plastic in our bloodstream, they don't want you to panic, but that would probably mean there's plastic in all our vital organs as well.
Jeez.
Which sounds like it wouldn't be good.
No, you know it's not good. You know it's not good.
You know, Stan, I think you'll readily admit, although you were cured many years ago of your aversion to rodents, you still hate them.
Cured? I was cured.
You were traumatized, and I watched it happen.
Just made it all the worst. actually had a hypnotist come in here and say, oh, I could break your fear of rats. Didn't work.
It's not really a fear because you're aware that you're dominant over a rat. It's just the idea of it bothers you.
I don't know that I'm dominant over a rat. They come right at you.
But I think it's more the idea than reality.
Oh, the idea is, yeah, well, I think it's a combo of both for me.
I'm just trying to give you credit.
Well, don't, because I've seen more than one rat. In
really?
Real life. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. What about, you never had a problem with spiders, though?
No, no.
Even like monster tarantulas, hey, welcome home, tarantula.
Yep. Got one in my garage right now that I keep. Doing fine.
Free roaming?
No. Because he's one of the vicious ones.
Well, there's a difference.
Yes.
Between having a spider and having one free roaming.
I gotta put my hand in there when I feed him.
A woman in Australia says she allowed a massive huntsman spider live on the ceiling of her living room for around 2 weeks. She named it Simon. When her friends came over and saw it, they freaked out because evidently, even for a huntsman, it was rather large. When the woman got upset when her friends were going to go take care of it, she yelled at them and said, "That's effed up." The woman finally caved in and agreed to let the spider go if they would capture it humanely.
Look at the size of that thing.
That's more like a crab.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's not the same one, but that is the Australia record for the biggest huntsman spider. They can get pretty big.
It's like, it's like a crab.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
That was living on her ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
She named it Simon.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it all better.
Mm-hmm.
But she agreed when they offered to capture it humanely and let it go free outside where it can simply return to the home when the mean people are gone.
Very quick story, and I just read it probably about a year ago in Beatle George Harrison's book, I, Me, Mine, which he put out back in like 1980. When he and Paul and John were going around Hamburg, they would stay and get lodging. And a woman was nice enough to let them stay in a room. They shared a room. And George Harrison described he went into the room and up in the corner was a huge, huge spider. Gigantic. And he's looking at Paul and they're going, "We got to kill this spider." And they went and throwing shoes at it. They went and finally got a stick or something, and they squashed that spider. They killed it. And the next morning in this rooming house that they were going, they came down for breakfast, and the lady that runs, "Did you have a nice sleep? Did you see Harvey, our spider?" They killed it.
See, I thought you were going to end that story with, "And when the two of them woke up, they were covered in tiny spiders."
Ah, no, that happened at the duplex we lived in when I stepped on that one, remember? I was, because you were living next door, and I went to swing around to go to my door, and when I opened the door, a big spider fell to the ground and was crawling and startled me, and I stepped on it.
Yep.
And when I stepped on it, hundreds of little baby spiders were walking off the thing.
Yeah, spiders aren't emotional.
No.
They're concerned with their own safety.
Yeah, of course they are.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know when you're doing illegal things, and you shouldn't do that, but if you must, I would think you'd want to remain low-key. Don't draw attention to yourself.
That would be key.
A police car was heading through an intersection in Lincoln, Nebraska at around 2:30 a.m. Friday. Fun time.
Mm-hmm.
When someone ran a red light and nearly T-boned the cop car. So the officer pulled the driver over to give them a ticket. But they ended up with far more than that. 45-year-old Maggie Welling was driving, and 35-year-old Robert Van Teen was in the passenger seat. As the officers were speaking to them, they couldn't help but notice the glass pipe on the floor of their car. So they searched it and found more than they were expecting. About 9 ounces of meth, 171 variety prescription pills, magic mushrooms, and two additional glass pipes just in case. With that many drugs, that leads police to believe they may have been dealing. So they were both arrested for possession with intent to deliver. Oh, and incidentally,
yeah,
what started the whole deal, Maggie is also facing one charge of careless driving.
Take a look at her. There's a lot of things careless with her. That's
like Walking Dead.
That's a scary woman. Yep.
It wants to get its mouth on me, Stan. Get it away.
Double I. I am Southwest.
Period. Little Marky Haney telling you like it
is. She's creepy.
Keep her far away.
Yep.
You know what? I prefer the spider.
Yeah. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
She is far more dangerous than that like 3-foot spider.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wemo.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Monday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck going to be in at 6 o'clock to take you through your Monday evening. Time now to get one more look at traffic for your drive home, and it's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we'll start in beautiful Alva, named for the flower, not Edison. Hit and run. 18,000 block of State Road 31, right at the Cracker Shack. Lehigh Acres. Crash. West Wing Road and Lee Boulevard. And this one down in Bonita. Crash. Salinas Way and Santa Bria Loop. And you are up to date. Wow.
Yeah. That's all you can say.
Wow. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services.
Wow.
Appointments available now.
GetBest.
What the?
.com.
One of my best friends, he's dumb with a bag of hammers, man. But it's not his fault because his parents are stupid. They name him JB. That's my buddy's name. And JB's not even, doesn't even stand for anything. That's the guy's name, JB. So when he's 16, he tried to apply for his driver's license. He wanted them to think that JB stood for anything. On the application, he wrote, J only, B only, Stewart. It came back, Jonely, Bonely, Stewart. He was going, look at this, Henry. Jonely, Bonely, Stewart. Well, this show how dumb he is, too. You know, on Star Trek where it says, to boldly go where no man has gone before, he thought boldly go was another planet. We're watching Star Trek at a clear blue one night. He says, when they going to boldly go? Man, what did you just say? Well, every episode, they say boldly go. They ain't never been there. Man, why do we hang out? That is Jonely Bonely from Boldly Go.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Haney and I get in here. I get in the studio. Haney comes in, sees Junior on the phone, and already somebody's asking if we're going to talk about Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Well, there's a lot there.
There's a lot there. A lot of fake.
Well, fake or not, there's a lot there.
Sure. You have the lowest rated award show on TV. You got to do something to bring attention to it. You set all these woke conditions on who can win an Oscar. And then you got Will Smith living vicariously through his best Oscar taking it out
Richard Whoop-Ass Williams.
Yep. Yes. And taking it out on Chris Rock. I think you know what you're getting with Chris Rock.
Here's my problem with it. And this really doesn't matter whether it was genuine or staged. Because I'm not sure.
It's staged.
The way our minds work, that's the first thing we think. But we're not them. Here's the big problem that I have with it. Is no one reacted like it was staged. Now, if Will Smith had gone up there and whacked him one as hard as he could and Chris Rock played it all up and then he helps Chris Rock get up and they're both laughing and back slapping, that would be one thing. But they played this off as serious, which yeah. Now means that every jackhole going to a comedy club, if he's offended, he has every yep. right to walk up and give yep. that son of a bitch yep. what he's got coming.
Yep. And you and I,
because
you and I were talking. Well, if the Academy, the woke Academy, and it is woke. That's why nobody watches it. They should have. 5 minutes later, Will Smith wins an Academy Award. By their rules, their instituted rules, they should have taken it away from him.
Now, if this was something that actually happened, Will Smith should have been tackled the moment he got on that stage.
Well, there's a difference between, okay, here's what's going to happen, and we're going to let this go.
We'd like you to present at the Oscars. Can you guarantee my safety?
Then there's the one between the two of them. Hey, look, Will, I'm going to be saying something. Get a little late. The audience didn't know what was going on. There was nobody rushing it as if it was staged and let's go and tackle them. I think it was between the two of them. The Daily Mail is already analyzing the video where Chris Rock is planting himself to take
the blow. Well, if somebody's coming at you.
He had no idea, I thought, if it wasn't staged.
He had no idea, but he had an idea that Will Smith just got up and walked across the stage toward them.
And he's not going to file any charges. Here's the other thing.
I'll tell you what it is.
What? It's fake.
They're saying it was the joke last night.
Yeah.
about G.I. Jane?
Yeah.
No. It was when Rock hosted the Oscars in 2016, and it was when everybody was boycotting because Oscar's too white. And Chris Rock said, yep, a lot of people are boycotting us tonight, including the great Jada Pinkett Smith. Although, Jada, it's pretty easy to boycott something you were never invited to.
You know what you're getting with Chris Rock. I was saying, and you and I have discussed this, then I want to drop this because I think it's just a bunch of joke.
Whatever it is, it's bad.
It can't help anything. But you and I were discussing it before.
And again, it's not Chris Rock I'm worried about. It's your average comedian trying to make a living.
But Chris Rock and Eddie Murphy are probably the only two comedians left in America that could get away with doing their stuff. We said it about Eddie Murphy when he came back to Saturday Night Live. We said it about Chris Rock. The fact of the matter is he's funny and he's real, but that stuff, quote-unquote, doesn't fly anymore. We've had national stand-up comedians in this room, and they say they won't do a lot of stand-up places anymore because of the reaction to their jokes, where 10 years ago, they were funny. It's jokes. It's jokes.
You imagine... With everything in context and all the jokes updated, because we know all the jokes, and they're all of the Milton Berle era jokes were based on ethnicity, mother-in-law.
Yep.
If he updated that for today, which only means changing a word or two, they would think he was the most vile man.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. And...
And see, Uncle Milty wore a dress as a gag.
Yes.
You know why? Because it was so absurd.
Yep.
That's why it worked.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.